It's Tuesday, December 9, 2025.
Iran is facing its worst water crisis in decades.
It's not just Iran. New study warns that climate impacts are accelerating across the volatile Middle East. Congressional Republicans give another big gift to big oil in Alaska. Plus, feud between MAGA and MAHA grows over Trump EPA's rollbacks on toxic chemicals.
Let the Civil War begin. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
There has been a story going around in the news the last couple of days, and frankly, we've been hesitant to touch it. But it feels irresponsible to stay silent any longer. It's cold outside. Yet, only a few months ago, it was not. Where does this end? April?
This is your Green News Report.
Thanks, Donald Trump.
Okay, Desi Doyen, we've been speaking about this past week or two about this extraordinary situation in Iran, but as you note, it is not just Iran?
No, it is not, unfortunately. A new analysis from the World Meteorological Organization warns that across the volatile Middle East, critical climate risks are accelerating. The WMO report estimates nearly half a billion people in 22 countries across the Arabian Peninsula and North Africa face an array of intensifying climate impacts, from drought in one of the planet's already most water-stressed regions and from rising risks of extreme, unsurvivable heat, crop failure, and famine in years to come, increasing the risk of mass migration. The new study builds on previous research, finding that the Middle East and many other major regions of the world are drying out as man-made climate change disrupts the planet's water cycle. Here's ProPublica's climate reporter Abram Lustgarten on PBS NewsHour.
The rate of drying that they measured has quickly accelerated just over the last 10 years or so since 2014. And so that's particularly alarming.
Yeah, it is alarming. And, you know, it kind of seems like if you were against mass migration, you'd want to work really, really hard to do something to mitigate climate change. But I guess the message hasn't gotten to Donald Trump.
Nope. In other news, a first-ever detailed analysis examines the human costs of the Trump administration's denial of climate science and blockade of solutions. The Trump administration's massive rollbacks of U.S. climate and pollution regulations could lead to 1.3 million additional deaths globally from extreme heat in coming decades. That's according to a new analysis by ProPublica. Most of the people expected to suffer in these temperature-related deaths live in poor countries in Africa and South Asia that are least prepared to cope with the rising heat from climate change.
Well, we know Donald Trump ain't going to do nothing about that.
Here in the U.S., the Republican-controlled Congress gave another big gift to big oil late last week, repealing a Biden-era policy that restricted oil and gas drilling in the pristine Alaska National Wildlife Refuge, the latest reversal in the decades-long tug of war over the refuge. In related news, both of Alaska's Republican senators are pushing back against the Trump administration's new plan to expand offshore drilling in Alaska's waters over concerns that offshore drilling could hurt communities in the area that depend on fishing and whaling, and because the region doesn't have the infrastructure to clean up any spills.
So drilling on pristine lands is just fine for these two U.S. senators, but drilling in offshore pristine waters is, well, that's a bridge too far.
Yes.
Okay, that makes total sense.
In other news, activists in the expanded MAGA universe known as Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA, are targeting Trump EPA Chief Lee Zeldin. Prominent activists in the MAHA movement have launched a massive petition urging that Zeldin be fired over his decisions to loosen restrictions on harmful chemicals and his approvals of new pesticides containing forever chemicals, all at the request of the chemical industry. Solar energy developers are racing to get permits for proposed projects before the Trump administration end deployment incentives established by the Biden administration on December 31st at a time when electricity demand in the U.S. is skyrocketing due to the proliferation of energy-hungry data centers around the country. But there is a bit of good news. The U.S. has hit a new record for deployment of utility-scale solar, battery storage, and onshore wind capacity that has all come online since July, thanks to earlier projects getting completed across the country, proving once again that solar is the fastest, cheapest way to increase electricity generation in the United States and around the world.
Coming in just before the buzzer.
Yep.
For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.